Working with AI is no longer speculative. It's already woven into writing, planning, research, coding, design, teaching, sales, and leadership.
And the healthiest way to use it is partnership, not rejection or full delegation.
Right. AI can extend what we can do, but it shouldn't replace the things that make human work meaningful: judgment, values, creativity, empathy, and responsibility.
That's important, because AI is often framed as a productivity tool. It can summarize documents, draft emails, generate code, analyze data, and brainstorm ideas.
But if we reduce it to automation, we miss its bigger role.
It can be a collaborator too, a research assistant, a sounding board, a critic, or a creative partner.
It can challenge assumptions, surface blind spots, and offer alternatives we might not have considered.
Still, it doesn't have lived experience, personal values, emotional stakes, or moral responsibility.
Those remain human.
That's why one major risk is cognitive outsourcing.
If people accept AI-generated answers without reflection, they may gain speed, but lose understanding.
If AI is used to write a strategy, explain a concept, or solve a problem, and the output is accepted without testing its logic, the result can be efficient but shallow.
Staying human means keeping the thinking process active, asking why something works, evaluating the reasoning, and deciding what actually matters.
AI can help people think faster, but it cannot replace clear thinking.
Human judgment remains essential in several areas.
First, judgment. AI can present options, but humans must decide what is wise, ethical, and appropriate.
Second, context. Machines process information, but people understand nuance, culture, timing, and unspoken social dynamics.
Third, accountability. When decisions affect real people, responsibility belongs to the human making the decision.
Fourth, creativity with intent. AI can generate ideas, but humans choose which ideas to pursue, refine, and give purpose to.
And fifth, relationships. Trust, empathy, and influence are deeply human capacities that cannot be fully delegated to software.
A productive relationship with AI is based on calibrated trust, not blind trust.
That means understanding what AI is good at, where it can fail, and when human review is necessary.
Four practices support that.
First, set clear boundaries. Decide which tasks to delegate and which to keep under direct control.
For example, AI can help outline an article, but a person may still write the final version.
It can brainstorm product names, but the final choice should reflect brand values and market fit.
Second, stay curious rather than passive. Treat AI answers as starting points, ask follow-up questions, compare responses, and test the reasoning.
Third, protect originality. AI can identify patterns, but original work comes from personal perspective, experience, and voice.
If everyone uses AI in the same way, the output can become generic.
Fourth, keep ethics in view. Practical questions include privacy, bias, transparency, and fairness.
These are human responsibilities, not technical afterthoughts.
AI also acts as a mirror.
It reflects what we ask, what we value, and how we structure our thinking.
Vague prompts produce vague output. Unclear goals produce generic results.
When people bring depth, specificity, and intention, the collaboration becomes more useful.
In that sense, working with AI is also a form of self-awareness.
It forces people to articulate what they want, how they want to think, and what they are willing to delegate.
That can make people more human, not less, because it highlights where human judgment is still needed.
The future of work will not be defined by humans versus machines, but by humans who work well with machines versus those who do not.
The professionals, creators, leaders, and teams that thrive will use AI with intelligence, restraint, and purpose.
That requires balance. Being open to new tools without surrendering critical thinking, embracing speed without losing wisdom, and using machines to amplify strengths without outsourcing the parts of work that require conscience, care, and personal responsibility.
The ultimate goal is not to become less human, but to become more effective while staying grounded in what gives human work meaning: judgment, empathy, creativity, and accountability.
If entered with clarity and self-awareness, AI can become a powerful companion to human intelligence, not a replacement for it.